to help you stay out of the karmic stream, to support you in developing this path, dharmic path of mindfulness. It helps if you practice non-conflict. If you understand how the mind constructs and creates and becomes, and as you meditate here, don't create conflict. Certainly, try not to be in conflict with reality. Reality will win. So, sitting and meditating to not be in conflict with what arises in your experience. If it's unpleasant, let it be just unpleasant. If it's pleasant, let it be just pleasant. If your mind gets involved in constructions, tendencies of mind that are unfortunate, unwholesome, right there you can practice non-conflict. Don't be in conflict with them. If you're trying to make something happen, it is not what is happening. You're in conflict. If you don't like what's happening, you're in conflict. If you don't like not liking, you've added conflict. We could say that we're practicing to sit at peace. To be at peace in the middle of our life here on. But maybe it's more realistic to say we practice non-conflict. And if peace comes, great. If not, no conflict. And a simple question you might ask yourself. In order to not be in conflict while you meditate, what do you have to accept? What do you have to honestly tell yourself? Oh, this is what's happening. So today is the last full day of the retreat, in that this is an experienced practitioner's retreat. I'm assuming that each of you have come to the end, last day of many retreats, and know how to be on the last day of the retreat. There's a, we sometimes call it an integration process or a decompression process or a re-entry process to prepare us to return to the life that is out there, in there. And so it's not too much of a shock to go back or to disintegrating, to get back up to speed to how things are needed to be for you. So each of you will take your figure out how you spend today, whether it's just sitting as a regular day of practice, or whether it's taking some walks, ordinary walks, or skipping some sittings in order to do some simple tasks, or whatever you need to do to do that transition. And it's normal, pretty normal for meditation to start changing on the last day of a retreat. There can be more thoughts that come about it. Thinking picks up. It could be different kind of feelings and emotions. Concentration maybe decreases. If you want to continue with the practice through these changes, and I hope you do want to continue, that one way to do so is to practice non-conflict. Don't be in conflict with how things change. Instead, be mindful of them. Be honest about the changes that are occurring and be aware of them, mindful of them. And in a sense, if you are mindful in a clear, full way, direct way, that's synonymous with being with the absence of conflict. A characteristic of clear, full mindfulness is non-conflict in our awareness. Non-conflict as we meet the experience, be with it. Just mindful, appreciating the value of simple, honest mindfulness, keeping us out of conflict. I hope you enjoy the day and take care of yourself in this day, and continue your practice. Thank you.